The USDA has new leadership in place. I'm Keith Lundberg with your Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. USDA's farm production and conservation areas now have some new leadership in place.
It is the most farmer-forward agency at USDA, and pretty much all of the programs and all the things we do in FPAC touches the producer directly.
That's Brooke Appleton, the USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation. Now she gets to work alongside of Aubrey Betancourt, the new chief of the NRCS.
Water always comes down to quantity, quality, timing, and distribution. Quantification of the water being saved, which is now becoming currency in certain parts of the country.
Others appointed to some of the leadership positions include Bill Beam, he's the FSA Administrator, and Pat Swanson, the new administrator of the Risk Management Agency. New leadership in the form of the USDA. Now, with that in mind, the undersecretary gets right to work updating the Farmer Disaster Assistance Programs.
We are in the process of getting that all together and rolling that out. There's about four different components to it. There are two different programs for livestock eligibility, one for wildfires and drought, and the other for flooding. And then there is a chunk of money that we will put towards doing block grant for states, and then the bulk of what is left will be that supplemental disaster program that we roll out.
And these programs are being led by the USDA secretary herself, Brooke Rollins.
Our approach is guided by three principles. We want the process to be simple, transparent, and fast. I've asked my team to think creatively about how to continue to develop a much more streamlined application process.
Your WNAX Farm News Update has been brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.